Say, it's Bob Crosby. The Bob Crosby Show, rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies, with the Bobcats, the Pied Pipers, Bob's special guest, and Les Tremaine. And here with the Bobcats and the Pied Pipers is Bob Crosby.
Oh, I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'll be making new friends, where the west begins and the sun set in. 'Cause I've decided where your stoolie should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe and skating. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country, using forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make that San Fernando Valley my home. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make that San Fernando Valley my home.
And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
This week she's Miss Julie Gibson, whose home state is Idaho, and you have no Idaho. Looking at Julie gives you a good idea as to what Grandpa meant when he described the original Gibson girl as a fine figure of a woman. Jump right out here, Julie, and give a glad hand to the guys and the gals. Huh? Man, how about that? How about that, Julie? That's what I call a royal flush.
What do you mean, royal flush?
A terrific hand.
Also a full house.
Say, you boys sound like poker sharks.
Well, we're not really. It's just that Les has a poker face.
But it's you the boys call the face that launched 1,000 ships.
Very funny, very funny.
Well, what's wrong with a good clean pun?
A good clean pun, huh?
Samuel Johnson wrote, "If I were punished for every pun I shed, I would not have a puny shed in which to hide my punished head."
I'll bet the boys didn't talk like that in Idaho, Julie.
Not the part I come from.
What part is that, partner?
Lewiston. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Spokane, Washington.
A hop, skip, and a jump, huh? Sounds like a great country for a pogo stick.
Isn't the popular winter sports resort Sun Valley in Idaho, Julie?
That's right.
Yes, that's where they have those handsome ski instructors. The Sun Valley Resort is a town called Ketchum.
Ketchum?
That's what I said. When Idaho gals want a man, they just go to Sun Valley and Ketchum.
I see what you mean.
Seriously, Bob, Ketchum's an Indian name, and so's Idaho. It means, look how the sun is coming down from the mountain.
Oh, that's like Kate Smith's Indian name. Look how the moon is coming over the mountain.
Idaho's full of poetic names, Bob, like our lovely Shoshone Falls.
Mm-hmm.
It's 43 feet higher than Niagara. You ought to go there someday and have a look.
Well, I'd try, but who goes to Niagara to look at the falls?
Don't be discouraged by him, Julie. Bob's not a typical Hollywood boy.
Well, maybe not. In fact, I don't even know what one is. But I do know a typical Hollywood girl.
What's she like, Bob?
Well, she's bound to be one of three things.
And what are they?
Hungry, thirsty, or both. But Julie here is different. She's lovely, curvaceous, and talented. So how about walking up front and center and getting out with a bit of a ditty? The network's yours, and here's all the luck in the world to you all the way, Julie.
The music seems to be so reminiscent. I knew I'd heard it somewhere before. I racked my recollections as I listened, when suddenly I remembered once more my old flame. I can't even think of his name, but it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame, my new lovers all seem so tame, for I haven't met a gent so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes, some who took me up to the sky, but their attempts at love were only imitation of my old flame. I can't even think of his name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Thank you.
How about them bobcats really did do it? Did you dig that fine passel of riding and rocking, Les?
Should we try that again in English?
I said, don't you think the bobcats really gave out with some mellow music?
Well, as Wordsworth put it, long after it was heard no more, such music in my heart I bore.
Oh, you mean it, You mean at last you're going to take our music to your heart?
I mean it was a bore.
You never will dig solid stuff, my long-haired friend.
Well, what do you mean? My hair's too long?
I mean your hair too long. So let me miss you while I get groovy as a movie with a real hip kitten, our gal guest, Julie Gibson. Julie's sung with such swell bands as Eddie Duchin's and Jimmy Greer's. She's been a vocalist on the air and a nightclub success, not only for her singing, but her dancing. We'll be seeing her in the movies, too, one of these days.
Yes, very soon, Bob. She's over at Paramount making Going My Way with Bing Crosby.
I've met him.
Nice boy. Julie, how does it feel to be in a picture with a talented member of the Crosby family?
Oh, I'm a great admirer of Bob's, too.
Well, thanks.
In fact, I think he's the cleverest of all the Crosbys.
Well, gee, thanks, Julie, but... Well, Brother Bing has a lot on the ball. He plays in pictures, he has his own radio show, he makes records and sings and...
Well, so do you, Bob. You even have your own band.
Yeah.
I think you top him everywhere. By the way, how many children do you have?
Two.
Let's get back to your music.
Yes, let's get back to our music. Julie will join me in jiving the words, and the music will be moderately mauled by our winsome windsocky warbler, George Robert Frisbee.
Confuse me, Professor LeVere. Camel trappings jingle.
Miss Gibson, while our caravan halts, I shall while away all the interruption by telling you of my first safari across the desert.
Is it a long story?
No, safari story. Oh!
Harp strings sweetly tingle.
Don't you love the beautiful notes that come from the harp's tight strings?
Ah, yes. But the most beautiful notes come from loose strings.
What kind of strings are those?
Purse strings.
With a sweet voice mingle.
I am thrilled with delight each time you whisper close against my ear.
By my big, strong voice?
By your weak little mustache.
Underneath the stars.
Your eyes are just like bright stars tonight. Are mine?
I've seen many stars as bright as yours.
But?
But never as pink.
Singing memories are bringing.
You know, educated critics have called my voice incomparable.
And what do ordinary listeners call it?
Well, to use slang, my voice has been called hot stuff.
What is your range?
Four burners. Oh!
Ample bells are ringing.
Dearest husband, you say my mother is like a bell ringing?
Yes, dear. Your mother is like the Liberty Bell.
Because they're both as sweet as the voice of freedom?
No, because they're both cracked.
Calling me from afar.
Did you see me last night calling on the blonde across the hall?
Yes. What did you think of her?
I thought she was just the little number for me.
And what happened?
Wrong number.
Hindustan, where the painted peacock proudly spreads his fan.
Mr. Tremaine, do you not admire the peacock's jeweled fan?
Ah, yes. It reminds me of a story out of the Arabian Nights.
How so?
Because it's such a colorful tale. Oh!
Hindustan, where the purple sunbird flashed across the sand.
I can't understand why your mother-in-law was so cross when you gave her that purple sunbird in the gold cage.
Oh, I didn't give her that cage.
Well, what did you give her?
The bird.
Hindustan, where I met her and my world began.
Bob, I'd like to learn to play golf. What's the most important thing to know?
Well, I'd say the first thing of importance is the proper grip. Then comes balance.
Isn't there something you should tell us about hips?
Hips? Well, Les, I feel sorry for you if you don't know about them by now.
Just what have hips got to do with golf?
Well, the hips are important because they begin the swing. Now, look, the start of the backswing is the turning to the right of the left hip. And the start of the downswing is the turning to the left of the right hip. Like this, you see?
You mean like this?
Well, I don't know, fellas, but somehow I like it better when Julie does it.
What else can you teach me, Bob?
What do we do next, Jock McCrosby?
Next, we start swinging.
Swinging?
That's right. So let's swing out with a bit of tee for two.
All right, Bob. For everybody.
For everybody.
Picture you upon my knee. Just tee for two and two for tee. Just me for you and you for me alone.
Nobody near us to see us or hear us.
No friends or relations on weekend vacation.
We won't have it known, dear,
that we own a telephone, dear. Start to bake a sugar cake for me to take, for all the boys to see. And we will raise a family.
A boy for you, a girl for me.
Say, can't you see just how happy we would be?
Start to bake a little sugar cake.
That's for me to take, for all the boys to see. And we will raise a little family.
A boy for you, a girl for me.
Can't you see how happy we would be?
Julie, your singing in is definitely my dish of tea.
What's that?
I say her singing in is definitely my dish of tea. And that was a swell song for you.
Say, isn't there some song you'd like to hear me sing?
Yeah, there is one.
Well, what is it?
Your swan song.
Well, I don't get it. You mean I should sing like a swan?
No, not exactly. As Samuel Coleridge put it, swans sing before they die. 'Twere no bad thing did certain persons die before they sing.
That did it. I suppose you sing like a lark.
Well, I've taken great pains to have my voice cultivated.
You should have had it plowed under.
Well, a lot you know about artistic things.
Well, I may not know anything about art, but I know what I like.
And what do you like?
Pastrami.
Even you will admit I have an ear for music.
It's better to have a voice for it.
And you know I have volume.
I know that.
I sang recently in a tremendous auditorium, and my voice completely filled the place.
Yeah, I heard that several people left to make room for it. My brother Everett told me.
As Robert Bridges said, the nightingale provoketh envy of the lesser songster.
I see Les is never at a loss for a quote.
Loss for a quote? Well, who is? Give a listen. When I play golf, I rarely miss. At tennis, I never miss at all. Likewise, when there's a miss to kiss, I don't miss being on the ball.
What kind of a quote is that?
A misquote.
If I... Mr. Robert, if I had something to throw, I wouldn't miss you.
Well, what we're missing right now is music. A little thing on the more intellectual side, which the Pieds just recorded. Take it away, Pieds. Mears.
Dozy-dozy-dozy-dozy, little anti-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, mazzy-dozy-dozy-dozy, little anti-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing
mares and does eat oats, and little lambs eat ivy. Oh, mares eat oats and does eat oats, and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddle eat ivy too, wouldn't you? A kiddle eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Ra-da!
Now we come to the spot on the show when Bob Crosby and Company play back to you a number or two from their back files. Popular selections of a few broadcasts ago. Okay, Bob, let's reminisce.
I'll be at your side Sunday, Monday, or always.
Oh, no need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound.
And what am I to do? Can't I be with you Sunday, Monday, or always? Won't you tell me when we might meet again? If you're satisfied, tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can't I be with you
Sunday, Monday?
Thank you. Forces Radio Service.